in Ezra chapter 4, that the captives had come back from Babylon to Jerusalem. Cyrus had told them they could go back and rebuild the temple and rebuild Jerusalem. And they came back and they began to work. And in Ezra chapter 4, it says, "Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers' houses and said to them, 'Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do. And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here.'" See, this was the evangelicals and Catholics together letter of that day. See, they really were adversaries, but they said, "Oh, look, we all serve the same God. We all worship the same God. We sacrifice to your God too. Let us help you. Let us build with you. Come on, we can all, surely we could have joined together to fight these evils like abortion and gay marriage and all these evil things in our society. I mean, look, we all worship the same God. We all believe in Jesus." Yeah, see, this was the Manhattan Declaration of that day, is what this was. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the fathers' houses of Israel said to them, "You may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build to the Lord God of Israel as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us." See, they recognize that, no, you may claim to worship the same God, but you have no part in this. You have no part in this. You see, the same thing's happening today. God himself is building his temple today. And when the adversaries of the Lord come along and say, "We want to help. We want to help. Let's join together and let's fight against these evils of our society today, like gay marriage and abortion and all these other horrible things, and we'll build the kingdom together." That's what they're proposing, you see. You understand, that's what they're proposing. They want to build the kingdom of God on earth, and we'll join together and we'll do it together, and we'll return this nation to righteousness, and we'll bring the kingdom of God to this earth. You know that the Catholic Church has always been about dominionism. You know that, right? The Catholic Church has always been about partnership with governments. The harlot riding the beast is exemplified in the Catholic Church. But don't think that it's only the Catholic Church that's going to be involved in this, because they're joining up with Protestants, with evangelicals, with Mormons. Hey, listen. Mormonism has always been an apocalyptic religion. They've always been about restoring the kingdom of God to the earth so Jesus can return. Where do you think this is all going? Oh, let us build with you. Let us build with you. But let me tell you, those of us who know our God, those of us who know who we are in Christ Jesus, we're not going to team up with them. You know why? Because they're not building the kingdom. God himself is building the kingdom with these living stones right here. This living stone, and you, and you, and you. It's God who is putting these stones together, fitting them together into his dwelling place, his temple, in these end times.